sincerely Reese, and this is my podcast. I would have started sooner, but I was sitting on my ass. No, I'm just playing. I'm hella productive, but not in ways everyone finds constructive. Content? I don't know. My real plan is just to go with the flow, you know, and tell my truth about my family, making music, self-care, and who I strive to be. Some people say, you don't talk, that's not true. The truth is, I just don't talk to you. So antisocial? Not really me. I'm just selective with whom I exchange energy. This here is my journey, no longer misunderstood. Welcome to my podcast, kinda hippie, kinda hood. What's up? Welcome back to the Kinda Hippie, Kinda Hood podcast. I'm your host, Siri Larice. Today on the show, we are chatting with Brigitte Pena, owner and farmer of San Diego Seed Company. Welcome, Brigitte. I'm so excited to talk to you. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're excited to chat all things seeds.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I learned about San Diego Seed Company by listening to the Epic Gardening podcast. And Kevin did a video touring your farm. And first of all, I was in love immediately. I had no idea that there was a local Southern California seed saving farm. So it was incredible to learn about you. And the timing was nice because I was just experimenting with seed saving for the first time.
Perfect. That's how you get hooked. And then before you know it, you are addicted and you're saving everything and sharing. And yeah, it's a really neat thing to be a part of.
It's so cool. So I would love to learn about what were you doing before you started farming and how did you get to this incredible path of agriculture?
Yeah. So I am originally from Kansas. And, you know, in Kansas, agriculture is king. But interestingly enough, when I was there, I didn't really give agriculture, farming a second look at all. It, you know, I was surrounded by 1,000-acre farms where I'm from, a very rural area in Kansas. And I just never really thought much about it because it wasn't that interesting. And they weren't diverse farms. They aren't. They're very large agribusiness farms. And when I moved to San Diego, I started originally becoming really interested in food justice. So I worked on, or volunteered rather, on a small educational farm called Wild Willow in South Bay, San Diego. And I remember seeing a kid pull a carrot out of the ground and just, they were blown away because they thought a carrot came from the store. You know, they just had no idea like how a carrot grew, where it came from. And it just kind of spiraled from there. And I couldn't believe, you know, the idea of like a food desert, that there's areas that, that people just do not have access to fresh fruits and vegetables. And so, you know, that was the original kind of path. And I took some programs or some classes at a program called Seeds at City. It's at City College in San Diego. And we were actually, my old business partner and I were actually sitting in the class and we realized, wow, nobody is providing seeds that are, you know, that do really well, that are acclimated and specifically for Southern California and the American Southwest. We just, you know, it just blew our minds. And so we started the company and now it is just owned by myself and my husband. And that was, man, that was almost 10 years ago. So here we are now. And we actually have our certified organic 1-acre urban farm. And we are the only certified organic urban farm that is seed producing in the United States.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And on top of that, it's women owned. You know what I mean? It's woman owned. So like that's just like the cherry on top of all of it, you know?
Yeah. It is nice. I know it's a very long sentence. It's kind of like the Guinness World Record book where it's like, you know, I hold the record for, you know,
longest run on sentence.
Yeah. So I know it's a little silly, but the reason why I always say that, you know, when I do podcasts or meet people is because I don't think that we are going to be the only one. I think this is going to catch on because more and more people are going to understand how important it is to have a vibrant seed community in every part of the United States.
Absolutely. You know, I had no idea you're from the Midwest. I grew up in Iowa, born and raised.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and I completely took for granted how much land was available and accessible and how important a farming community is. I grew up in a farming community. I'm from Iowa. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's farms everywhere. And though I've always gardened and I've enjoyed, you know, the therapeutic time of being in the garden, I never really understood the importance of agriculture until I moved away and I moved out here to Los Angeles and saw how little of it there was, you know. And
and I think what's important to you know, juxtapose two crazy worlds. I mean, agriculture in Kansas is very different than agriculture in San Diego. Like San Diego County, we have more small scale farms than any county in the United States. Recently the San Diego Farm Bureau did a survey, and one of the number one reasons people cited why they're farmers was because they wanted to change food systems, and they wanted, you know, they were farming for other reasons, not just because their dad was a farmer or because they wanted to make money. So it's very different worlds. And actually, when I like talk to some of my family in Kansas, we can't even almost talk about agriculture because we're on like different spectrums.
For sure.
But I think it's important.
Absolutely. Now, do you come from a farming family?
My immediate family, like my mom and dad, were not, but I have an uncle who's, you know, whose family farmed, and, actually some of my seed processing equipment I got from like friends of the family had, you know, who were farmers. But you know, these are farmers who are usually growing, you know, the big three crops. So they're growing corn, wheat, soy. You know, they're not doing CSA farming or farmers markets or anything like that. So it's different for sure.
Yeah, I hadn't even heard of CSAs until I moved to California.
Yeah, no, they're definitely much more popular out here. There's not even that many, or there's not as many as I'd like to see, like small diversified farms in my area. And I come from a very liberal area, right outside of Lawrence, Kansas, where the University of Kansas is where I'm from.
That's great. Did I lose you for a sec?
No, just barely.
Okay. Let me know when you can hear all right.
Yeah, you're okay. Good. Don't move.
Okay. I blinked and it was a wrap. So how long did it take you to get your farm up and running? Like, did you start with just seed saving or did you do the whole shebang altogether?
So we had the seed company for 10 years, but we've only been on our spot that we have now for 3.
Oh, okay.
And so the first, you know, however many years, we were actually growing on all of these micro farms all over San Diego County.
How was that? Was it hard?
It was fun. It was awesome, but it was very stressful, like trying to manage different plots. You know, the like farmer saying is that, you know, the best medicine for a garden is the farmer's shadow. Like you have to be there all the time. So it was hard in that regard, but it was great because we got to experience and produce seed in different microclimates in San Diego. And that's really important because we're so different on the coast versus the mountain or inland or desert. So
absolutely.
We were able to really provide good seed that was acclimated to those specific conditions.
That's so cool. So when you pick your seeds, because you offer a really wide variety, how do you determine what to grow on your property? What you're going to produce?
It depends on a lot of different factors, but it usually kind of starts with, okay, what do people want? You know, because obviously we have to produce the seed that someone's going to buy.
Right.
And there's been many a times where we've produced seed and I don't move it. And I'm, you know, it was just something that I really liked. It's kind of like that scene in Joe Dirt. We always laugh about that with the fireworks.
Yeah.
Like I totally had that moment of like, okay, well, I can't sell, you know, sparklers and snakes only because I like them.
Right.
So it starts off with, what are people asking for? What do people need? I'm really involved with a lot of growers in San Diego, and, you know, from the backyard small gardener all the way up to the CSA, you know, small market grower. So what do people want? And then what is needed? You know, on our farm, we do production. It's in the packet. Trialing. So that's where we grow something out to decide whether or not it's worth producing. Breeding. We're working on a new tomato right now that has higher resistance to powdery mildew, which is incredibly important here in San Diego.
Yeah.
So we kind of start with what people want, and then we pick, you know, like when we're trialing, we pick things depending on flavor, yield, resistance, and yield. We really look at something yielding a lot in a small space because, I mean, you know, growing in LA, you only have so much.
Absolutely. It's very limited.
I mean, most people are lucky to even have a garden, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Or a space to grow in LA.
It's true. There are so many, I mean, lots of container gardens because that's what we can access, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So what kind of challenges have you faced starting a farm business in an urban area?
Oh, where do I start? I mean, we only have 30 minutes. you know, first of all, finding access to a place was incredibly hard. I mean, we bought our property. So it's a 1 acre property. And our house is there. That's where we live. And, we got lucky because it sat on the market for 6 months. Nobody wanted it, for a lot of different reasons that we fell in love with, but, you know, access to a place to grow is incredibly hard. And then when you're growing in an urban setting at the volume that we grow, water is incredibly
expensive. Oh my gosh, I can't imagine.
Yep. So, you know, water, land is hard to come by. And then also, I think one of the challenges that I find that makes me really mad is.
So you're saying people have trouble taking you seriously.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And it's very frustrating. And so one of the programs that I started in response to that is the Million Urban Farmers program. And the reason why we did it is because I want people to think of themselves as farmers.
Yeah.
You know, the difference between being a farmer and a gardener is simply that you are more serious about sharing your produce. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to go to a farmer's market or you have to grow produce for high end restaurants. It just means that you take it very seriously.
Yeah.
And you want to make your community a little bit better by doing it. And so our goal is to have 1 million photos of you know, urban farmers from all over Southern California or beyond, and start getting people to change their mindsets about that, because the work we do here is legitimate and real and important. And, you know, just because I'm not a 100-acre farm in Iowa.
Right. That is so cool. I did not know about this project. So that is so fantastic.
Yeah. We just kicked it off a couple months ago. And so, you know, you'll start seeing a lot more Instagram posts and things about that. So I carry a sign that says I am an urban farmer everywhere I go. And when I meet someone who's a gardener, or, you know, a passionate food producer, I get a picture of them holding the sign.
Oh my gosh. So, I love that. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really cool. You know, my husband and I have been working on a farming business plan for 2 years, and it's so hard because of land access and the financial restraints, you know? But I feel so lucky to live in a state that has such incredible resources like you guys, because I, you know, like I said, totally took for granted growing up in an agriculture community. So, I'd love if you wouldn't mind sharing more about your urban farm courses you offer, and talk about your Urban Farm School 101 and how to get involved.
Yeah, for sure. So, we started the seed company. The first, you know, several years we're just trying to figure out how to get our seed packaged and get it into stores and just very basic, you know, business things. After a while of having that going, you know, my husband and I sat down and we asked ourselves, what's the next step? Actually, I had a very influential woman named Nan Sturman, who's a She's a garden writer for the San Diego Union Tribune and has a show, and, you know, just a really amazing woman. But she asked me once, what do you want to be known for? What is your thing that you really care about? And without a hesitation, I said, for growing food in an urban setting. I just want people to be able to do that. And so my husband and I started talking, how do we get people to do that? What's our next step? And so we started our Urban Farming 101 program that we hold here on our farm. And we do that because we want people to see what we're doing. I teach courses and classes all over San Diego and beyond. I just came back from teaching in Peru. But I want people to see, you know, hands-on what we're doing here, because they walk away and they go, oh, well, I can do that.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I see how somebody is doing it. I mean, we are, you know, 4 miles as the crow flies from the center of San Diego. I have a view of the San Diego skyline. Uh-huh. So we are as urban as you get.
Right.
And we're producing huge amounts of food that we share with, you know, friends and family. And then we do the seed production, and then we do the education. So it's really neat. It's always evolving. It's always getting better. We've gotten a lot of really great guest speakers that come in. And the idea is it's 3 days. So usually 3 Saturdays in a row, mm-hmm. where I just attempt to pour all of my, you know, 10 plus years of growing in San Diego County, all my knowledge into the heads of the students. So it's kind of a lot.
That's so
It's definitely overwhelming, but the idea is that even if you don't remember it all, at least you walk away and you've been exposed to integrated pest management and weed management in an urban setting, and, you know, soil testing and soil building and all of the components that it takes to become a really good gardener or farmer.
Yeah, that's so neat. My husband and I, we've been looking at if we can make it down for your October workshop, because it seems right up our alley, and how the time frame works out, the 3 individual classes is perfect for us. So,
oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, my God. That would be wonderful. There's so much to see and do in San Diego otherwise.
Yeah.
So, and we, you know, we keep things very, informal. Like, we did one in April and it was raining the whole time. Mm-hmm. We have a little outdoor area that we usually do it, but everybody just sat in my living room.
Oh, I love that.
Including my 2 cats, yes! You know, they're like hanging out. Yeah. And we have it set up. So we have a potluck lunch.
Uh-huh, that's so,
and so
cool.
You know, there's time for people to, cause it's also about networking.
Yeah.
You know, in the class, you meet someone that, oh, I know a lot about vermiculture, but I don't know anything about orchard care.
Right.
Well, now you got 2 friends that can teach each other.
Yeah. That's so neat.
Yeah.
So another cool resource you have is your website. It's absolutely fantastic. I poke around it all the time, despite the fact I'm always looking for seeds, but like your Geek Out tab, you have some really cool visual video guides to talk growers through how to tend their crops. And I didn't even know that you also offer seed cleaning services.
Yeah, so we do clean seeds for like other farmers that produce seed, because there is some specialized equipment you have to have. I mean, you can do it by hand,
yeah.
For, you know, anybody, people have been processing seeds with just the wind, you know, for ever.
Yeah.
But we have some equipment and, you know, we want to share that services. So that's something that we recently just offered. And I'm glad to know somebody's looking at the website, because that website has been the, like,
it's hard,
the hardest,
right?
thing to build out of. You know, everything I've done, I mean, we moved to an area with the worst soil probably in the world, and now we have beautiful soil, and that was easy peasy compared to building that darn website.
Right. I bet. I totally bet. Will you share your website address, and also for retailers who might be listening and interested in maybe having one of your seed stands displayed in their shop? Would you talk about that a bit too?
Yeah, for sure. So any retailer that's interested in carrying our seeds, they can contact us through the website, just www.sandyseedcompany.com, all spelled out. And our seed programs, we keep it really easy because we're a small mom and pop.
Yeah.
And we want it to be easy for us. All of the retailers that currently carry our seed are all small, independently owned nurseries, which I actually love.
I think that is so fantastic. It keeps it local. It's completely fits right into the point and the mission.
Yep. They're supporting us. We're supporting them. And it's really nice. Like, we have just very easy conversations about how we do our retailing program. So if a retailer would like to buy seeds from us, they can buy it wholesale from us. All of our seed packs are the same price, which makes it a lot easier. Yeah. And a lot of all of the nurseries in San Diego County, we actually still do all the inventory services for them. So we go in, I go in, and yep, that's part of my job. I go in and I check all the seed stock and swap out old packs or restock or, you know, just keep things as fresh as possible. And that's the big difference between us and companies that just send out a lot of seeds come spring and they sit on the stock. We go in and we switch things out. I add new stuff. I talk to customers, and we usually do classes at our retailers as well. So there's a lot of community connection there, and we're hoping that maybe after this awesome conversation that somebody in the Los Angeles area wants to have. We want to spread our seediness a little further north.
For sure. I tell everybody I can. You know.
Yeah, that's great. We really appreciate it. That's the biggest thing. People are always asking us, like, how do you advertise and things like that. And frankly, we really don't. We do social media.
Yeah.
And we try to do as much networking and meet other great people. I mean, you heard of us from Kevin, and Kevin's been over here quite a few times, hanging out, looking at our seats with us. And so I just love that connectivity.
It's so cool. Before we wrap up, I'm curious what agriculture goals are you working on currently? Like, what's next for you?
Well, we are continuing to expand our education. That's something I didn't get into farming to become an educator. I had no idea that was going to happen.
Right.
But, you know, people started asking me to teach classes, and it just snowballed. We've done some work with your Organic Seed Alliance, and so I've taught through them, and just this last June and July, or just, you know, 2 weeks ago, I was teaching a seed production course in Peru.
Oh my gosh, so, that's so cool.
Yeah, it was really amazing. So we want to continue to expand our education. We just want to be a source for people to learn about seed saving, about farming, about urban farming specifically, and how to incorporate those components to make their community a happier, healthier place.
Absolutely.
We always joke, and it is kind of funny, that I kind of have the worst business plan ever, because I teach people how not to buy my seeds.
Right. You teach them how to do everything for themselves.
Yeah. So that doesn't really make sense. And that is the exact opposite of what, like, big seed companies do.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you know,
sharing means caring, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And honestly, some people are lazy and they're not going to save their seeds anyway, or do the work to make sure that they're kept. So, like, it's good to learn from you and have your seeds available.
Well, and then I think also people appreciate it more when they understand how much work and education and patience and knowledge has to go into producing seed. They realize why buying a 50-cent pack of seeds that's already 10 years old from, you know, Dollar Tree is not going to set them up for success.
For sure. Absolutely. So how can our listeners find you on social media?
So we are at San Diego Seed Company on both Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find us on all of those platforms. We do quite a bit with Instagram these days. I finally figured out how to use it a little bit. Thanks to Kevin. So they can find us on there. That's a great way to ask us questions. We're always posting how-to videos, and, you know, I made a decision very early on that I'm not going to have perfectly, like, tailored videos. I'm going to have real videos. So you'll find some funny oopsies and things in there.
I think that's important too, though, you know, so authentic and real. It makes you 10,000 times more approachable, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we make mistakes all the time.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a part of life. And if you are a perfectionist, well, growing is going to be hard on you because it's never easy.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate chatting with you.
Yeah, for sure. And let me know about coming down for the course. That would be amazing. And then also, I would love to come up and see your guys' place. And I am a little, it's hard for me to get up to LA being a Kansas girl. It's like,
I understand.
It's a hard place to you know, navigate, yeah. But maybe if I'm with someone from there, we can, you know, I can make
absolutely.
It.
I would love that.
Cool.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
So much. Bye-bye.
Listeners, if you want to chat about today's episode, please visit my social media at Siri Larice on Instagram or Facebook and leave your comments or questions on the infographic posted for the corresponding episode. You can also visit my website, www.sirilarice.com, and click the contact page and do the same. That wraps it up for today's episode of the Kinda Hippie, Kinda Hood podcast. I'm your host, Siri Larice. Until next time.